I think we want to do everything we can to help the people of our state. And whether it's an area of healthcare or infrastructure that we're talking about here today or education, I mean, our job is to try to help people. Well, you know, let's put it in perspective. We're in an economic crisis. I think everybody understands and appreciates that.
While the governor is in support of the stimulus, virtually all Republicans are in strong disagreement. Today, Florida Senator Mel Martinez and Congressman Young, Bilirakis, Brownway, and Putnam all voted against the package. The governor says that the legislation isn't perfect, but is confident in the jobs it will bring to the state.
You know, not everybody agrees with it, and I certainly don't think it's perfect. But I also understand that I've probably never seen a perfect piece of legislation in my life. And I also know that it's going to help our state.
Although the governor has faced major backlash from his own party for supporting this package, which was supported initially by only 3 Senate Republicans, Chris says he is more concerned with the state of Florida's economy.
I really haven't thought about politics. I'm thinking about people, and I think that's all of our perspective. This bill is passing, and to be practical and pragmatic, I think, is important, and that's what I'm trying to do. And I'm trying to make sure that Florida gets her fair share, that we work with our great mayors and our friends on the local level to make sure that this money, once it's delivered to Florida, is spent wisely and that it does create jobs.
Facing significant cuts in the state budget, Chris says he was pleased that Florida should expect around $10 billion from the stimulus, a figure that is subject to change depending on today's vote. That money will go to vital projects that will revamp the weakened construction market.
And, you know, there's a reason I'm supporting the stimulus package, because, number one, Florida needs it. Number two, it creates jobs. It helps our people, and it keeps us from having to raise additional revenues if, you know, what we're hearing is accurate. And that's just great news for our state.
Transportation Secretary Capiluso says the discussion with both Mayor Iorio and Mayor Baker was crucial to ensure that there are projects that are ready for state funding in order to begin construction. She says that 30% of the funding the state receives will go to local governments to jumpstart those projects.
That in Florida, we have projects that are ready to go. We have over $7.9 billion worth of projects. So we are ready to get people to work here in Florida. The bill, as I read it last night, and we're still going through it, 30% of those funds will go directly to the locals. That's through the process in which we do currently under the service transportation program. So a lot of that money will be distributed directly to the locals.
Tampa Mayor Pam Iorio in the last couple of years has emphasized mass transit. However, she acknowledges that the stimulus bill will address road projects, and she's content with that.
So we have shovel-ready projects in the city of Tampa that have already been approved by the MPO. We look forward to being part of that process, to obtaining these funds. And aren't we fortunate that this stimulus package is passing and will provide these construction projects and these construction jobs?
St. Petersburg Mayor Rick Baker says that while he may not agree with every part of the proposed stimulus package, he sees its potential in assisting out-of-work Floridians, especially in the area of construction.
Construction, as the mayor said, is the hardest hit of all of our industries, certainly in the state of Florida. And so to have some transportation money coming into the state, I think it's a good thing to help promote more jobs.
Chris says that this package is going to prevent Florida from having to significantly cut crucial state programs, something that was the only option on the table before this legislation was proposed.
And as I was saying to these wonderful mayors just before we came out today, imagine the meeting that we're having today. We're talking about where these additional $1.3 billion for transportation alone are going to be going. You know, several months ago, there was zero coming. And so this is something that we ought to be very happy about and celebrate. And it's going to produce tens of thousands of jobs for our fellow Floridians, and that's exactly what they need.